Let us discuss today some more inyanim relating to Chanukah. Chanukah inyanim. Let's discuss, continue. Yesterday we learned about Chanukah. Today we're going to continue our discussion. Okay, Tof Reish Ayin Vav.
How to light the candle.
Yeah.
So we're doing what the Kohen Gadol used. How did he do it?
You're asking a very good question. Why don't we do it the way the Kohen Gadol did it? So how did the Kohen Gadol do it? What does the Mishnah say? Why don't we light the menorah, our menorah, exactly the way the Kohen Gadol, the Beis HaMikdash, lit the menorah?
It was known there in the Taisa. It was always the same.
It was always the same. So that's the state. There are only seven, and number.
But it wasn't on Sunday. He did only one. Monday he did two.
But the fact that we're lighting the menorah, it's a zecher for the menorah. Obviously, Chazal felt that the way we light the menorah should relate to the miracle, the current miracle, not relate to exactly the way the Kohanim did in the Beis Hamikdash. That must be something along those lines. I'm not even sure if we know exactly how the Kohen Gadol is. It was done in two sets, five and two. Five and two. Hatovas chamesh neros and shtei neros. So in Echanami, it's not really possible. Well, to some degree, it is a Zeichel HaMikdash because the menorah, the fact that we have a menorah and the whole miracle is based upon the menorah. Right, but where do you draw the line? Where do you follow the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you follow the actual the Zeichel for the miracle itself? Okay, let's discuss a few things about Chanukah. Let's first discuss the interesting lamedes. Everything I'm telling you today is coming from the Sefer Simchas HaMoadim by Harav Simcha Halevi Hollander. We used this yesterday and we used it in the past. I'm not finished the Sefer. We've gone through almost the entire Sefer throughout the year. Every time we come to one of the Moadim, we use the Sefer. I believe that this Sefer is a gem. The Koyach Hasbara and the Lundis, this Sefer is one of a kind. Everyone that I know, I tell them they should get the Sefer. Every Ben Torah should know the Sefer from cover to cover. It has all the Yesodos of the Moadim, all the Ikar Yesodos and Lundis and Halacha and the Minhagim of Gedolei Yisrael. Our school did not do it yet. It's truly a unbelievable Sefer. Okay, so here we're going to discuss the question of what is the Nusach HaBracha. There are two Minhagim. Some people have the custom to make the Bracha Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos and Mitzvonu L'Halak Ner. And what do you say? Ner? Oh, Amunkacha. Amunkacha. Ner Chanukah. Oh, a Litvak. A Litvak. Shel Chanukah.
There's so many people say Shel Chanukah.
Chazonish. The Chumas Hadeshen, Shelachanukah. One word. Okay, we'll come to that. What are the issues? What are the lamedes? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say L'halik Ner Shel Chanukah. Let me actually read to you the words of the Mishnah Berurah inside in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav. In the beginning, Hamalik Belel Rishon Mevarach Gimel Brachos L'halik Ner Chanukah. The Mechaber. The Mechaber's Nusach is Lahalik Ner Chano, no shell. Lahalik Ner Chanukah. Two words. Ner Chanukah. There is no shell. Mishnah Berurah. Ois Aleph. Ner Chanukah. Bigamara. I'll read you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the first Mishnah Berurah. Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Bigamara. V'chol HaPoiskin. The Mishnah Berurah does not hold back. And the Shaar Tzion tells you where it comes. It comes from the Sheltas. And Halachas Gedolos. And it comes from Rav Amram Goin. They all and the Sechta Seifrim. Okay, so he has a nice collection of things to support him. The Mishnah Berurah says the Nusach should be V'chol HaPoiskin Yisrael. Ner Shel Chanukah. We live over here in Flatbush and we're very much influenced by the Mishnah Berurah. All the Bnei Torah are very heavily influenced by the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why all the Bnei Torah are saying Ner Shel Chanukah. V'chein Kosav HaMarshal Ach SheKosav SheYoma Shel LaChanukah. The Marshal says you should not say Shel Chanukah, two words. It should be one word. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, when he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, there are no nekudos. Today, all the Mishnah Berurahs have nekudos. I'm curious to see what it says. What it says in the Mishnah, go take a look at the Izzah Hadar and there and 10 different knockoffs of the Mishnah nekudos to see what nekudos they put in the Mishnah Berurah. But if you put it as one word, it would be Shel Chanukah. Right? The same nekudos. But V'loy v'shel chanukah shtei tevos. And then he goes on to say the Mishnah Berurah, which one moment ve'olam ein oyhagim lahakbid bezed. The Prim Gadim says, don't get naked. Listen to an issue. If you want to fight about something, there are much better things to fight about. Don't waste your breath in fighting over shel chanukah. Okay, that's the first issue. Now he points out the Mishnah Berurah that some of the Mashal had a custom to say shel chanukah in one word. The Chazonish indeed followed this, but the Chazonish said, I don't know anything about Diktuk, that it should be pronounced She La Chanukah. The Shin is a Segol, She, and then the next two letters have Patachs. La Chanukah. That's the way it should be read when you take the two words and you combine them together according to the rules of grammar. So not Shel Chanukah, She La Chanukah. Okay, fine. That is. Now the question is, what is the issue? Why would it be better? It's all it says. Right? Machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah, all the various Paiskim. He's very, in this Sefer, he's very into Minhag. It's one of the beautiful things about the Sefer. He tells you what's going on out there in the world. It's a big world out there. There are a lot of people, a lot of different Minhagim, a lot of different groups of Jews. And he says, by the Hasidim, all of the Hasidim, Ruba de Ruba, they all say Shel Ner Chanukah. They do not add the word shall, they follow the Mechaber. This is very common among the Hasidic world. Among others, the Mishnah Berurah, he says the minhag of Olam is to say shell Chanukah. What are the issues? Rav Yashvi said shell Chanukah. Does anyone else? The Chazonish had one word, Shel La Chanukah. Okay, what are the issues?
The
Nitya Gavriel came in arrived from the Nitya Gavriel, will tell you every minute in the world. Every minute in the world.
Every,
and you walk,
yeah.
It's being. Oh, it's building. Nitya Gavriel is one of my favorite stars. The problem is, you walk away there dizzy. Yeah, you walk away there, but he has, Nitya Gavriel has a koyach of ksiva. He knows how to write. Yes, right. He knows how to write. He should give us
very
lessons.
Nice,
give us lessons in writing to teach us how to write something clearly. When you walk away, you know what he said. Halacha l'maisa, you walk away dizzy, but at least you know what the opinions are. Fantastic set of svarim. I heard that the shaluchim, if you become a shaluch, if anyone has the good fortune of becoming a shaluch for Lubavitch, and they send you out to Mars instead of a Chabad house, what?
No, they have to take a, what do you call it? Sharm Mitzvah and Malacha.
They do?
Yes.
I heard they tell the shaluchim, they take with them Nite Gavriel. They're instructed part of the packet.
Because
I was told this.
Is it the best
right. Chabad? Right.
No, but this was before. Rav Brown was by the Rebbe, the cradle of Racha.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
Yeah.
The Rebbe, at that time, the Rebbe called him. Every shliach has to take a chitas and a shalom.
What's a chitas?
Chumash
Tanya Tehillim and a Sef Shurim Sunba Halacha.
Yes.
Okay, I have heard now they've upgraded, in addition to the Shurim Sunba Halacha, I've heard this from reliable sources, is they're told to take the whole set Nitya Gavriel. They're told to take and go into Chabad house, you'll see on the shelf, it's like, what, 10 volumes, maybe 15 volumes of Nitya Gavriel. Okay, let's go further.
On the MJ, they have a library Chabad.
Yeah.
Jay in 19?
No, by.
I remember in Eretz Yisrael a long time ago, I went to a Chabad, it was a Chabad, and they had some, what they have on the shelf, and the whole set of the Gavriel.
No.
Okay, let's go by. We're running out of time.
The real senior is a.
Is Lubavitcher. I know that. That's not a.
He's a pooper, but he's a Lubavitcher. He's a pooper Lubavitcher.
No, the reason is very simple. Because the Jewish places where they have
Yeah.
He has it every minute. So there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Shami Lismach. You'll always find them in a reason and an excuse. Okay, let's go further. What are the issues? This is what is so nice about this Sefer. What's the issue? You learn Mishnah Berurah. B'nai Tam, you learn Mishnah. You learn this 100 times. Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shah Chanukah. What is it all about? So he explains the beautiful longus, the difference. Where is our baseline in order to understand why should we say Ner Chanukah, Ner Shul Chanukah? Let's go to Shabbos. Probably most men have no clue what bracha their wife makes Friday night, right? So what bracha? Ask your wife what bracha she makes.
As long as she doesn't curse me.
What bracha does your wife make? So let me ask you a question. Does she make Lahalik Ner Shabbos or Ner Shel Shabbos? If you'll say this to your wife, she'll look at you like you're from Mars. Ner Shabbos? I never heard of such a bracha. In every seder in the world it says Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. So L'choira, Ner Chanukah should be no different than Ner Shel Chanukah. Just like Ner Shel Shabbos, it should be Ner Shel Chanukah. The answer is a very big difference. The difference is Haneirois Halalu Kodeshayim Ein Lanu Rishus Lehishtamesh from El Leirois L'Belvar. You're not allowed to use them. You're only allowed to look at them. Ner Shabbos. What's the purpose of Ner Shabbos? The purpose is to look at them. Shalom bayis. You're supposed to look at the neros. You're supposed to look and have kavana and use the neros. So Mela, when you have the expression, this is how he explains. Shell, it has a very delicate connotation of their meat to use. The Ner Shell Shabbos. These are the candles of Shabbos. It's from Shabbos.
To light up my house.
Exactly. Mimela to show that the Chanukah candles are not for use. Ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh b'chem. They're set aside. They're muksa ner Chanukah. It's a very delicate connotation. It's not something which is very clear. But if you're sensitive to the connotation, these different nuances of language, that's the difference. Ner shel shabbos. You're bringing the ner shel shabbos into your life to be better for Chanukah. Ha. Stay away. Ein lan rishos. That is one answer. Another answer is, there's more to Shabbos than just the neros. What is Shabbos? Shabbos itself. Let's say you don't have neros. Let's say you're on a desert island and there's no neros to be found. Is it Shabbos? Is it Shabbos? Of course it's Shabbos. Do you make Kiddush? Of course you make Kiddush. Do you make Kiddush? Of course you make Kiddush. The sanctity of Shabbos does not need the neros. There's a lot more to Shabbos than... The neros are just an enhancement. They're an addition. The Mela, it's the Shabbos, and now it's the Ner Shel Shabbos. Shabbos is the Iker. The neros are coming to attach themselves to the Kiddush of Shabbos. Chanukah, the whole Chanukah is the Ner. The whole Chanukah is the Neros. This is what makes Chanukah Chanukah. Of course, there are other things. You say Hallel, you have a long davening, and you lane, and so on and so forth. But the Iker Koyach of Chanukah is the Neros. So Mela, it's Ner Chanukah. This is the Iker. The Ner is the Iker. It is what is Chanukah. Shabbos? No. There's Shabbos. We're coming to take the Neros and be Mahana the Shabbos. Two different reasons why one would say Ner Chanukah and not copy the pattern, the template of Ner Shel Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah though says, it's a very nice lamed. This is not giving you the lamed, but what can I tell you? I have over here, I have Amram going from the Goin, and then I have the Shultas and the Halachos Gedolos. I have Uchol HaPoiskim that say you should be consistent. It should be Ner Shel Shabbos, Ner Shel Chanukah. And I guess when we borrow from Shabbos, we can say, and this is discussed very much, is that the purpose of the of there's a little bit of a Jush. What is the purpose of Ner Shabbos? Shalom. Where is there Shalom bias? Where do you put the Chanukah menorah? Al tefach beisoy mibachutz. You're lighting up the outside world. It's mesamel shalom ba'olam. Ner Shabbos is shalom in the bayis. You have to have peace at home, domestic harmony, and there has to be peace in the world. The two go together. The sugya of Ner Chanukah is found in Masechta Shabbos. There is a relationship between the two. So just like there's a Ner Shel Shabbos, there's going to be a Ner Shel Chanukah. Because this. Put on the
dining room table.
That's Mishum Sakha. That's only B'diyev. That we discussed. Oh, you weren't here yesterday. We discussed this yesterday. That's only a special Takana Mishum Sakana. But it's not. Yes, because he held it in America. We discussed that yesterday. That in America, we are together Sakana.
Your saying is very good because Panyante,
which is not Shalom Bayis, you say Shell.
We always say Shell for Shabbos. Shabbos, we always say Shell. Shabbos, we say Shell, and Yantiv, we also say Shell. It's always going to be Shell. Yantiv certainly doesn't need the candles. Shabbos, that's the difference. The first part of the law, your Shabbos is a given. You always say Ner Shell Shabbos. Ner Shell Yantiv. Ner Shell Yom HaKippurim. We make that bracha, that's to make a special bracha. You always say Shell.
Light for Yom HaKippurim because of Shell light?
Yeah, one. Well, the Gemara talks about it. One is, I think the Gemara, I don't remember the answer. The Gemara talks about why we like candles. It shouldn't be nichshol in arayos. It shouldn't be nichshol in that's the yard side candle? Okay, whatever it is. Okay, so this is one interesting idea. Okay, let's go to, this is short, just to a chazar. You say the bracha, the second, the third bracha, Shachianu v'kimanu v'gianu, Shachianu v'kimanu v'gianu, is it lazman or lizman? Is it with a chirik or is it with a patach? Lazman or lizman? So here in the Mishnah Berurah it says bizman. What's going on? What's the bracha? Bizman. Baruch atah Hashem kinim el cholam shachianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. So when is the second bracha? Sha'os sanis lavoseinu bayomim ha'heim. Is it bizman hazeh or is it bazman hazeh? You have this by Mikra Megillah as well in Chanukah. So what should one do? The Mishnah Berurah here in the beginning of the Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav says bizman hazeh v'loy. He says. Okay, first of all, there is no vav. That's the one thing. Number one, there should not be a vav. It's bizman hazeh and not uvizman hazeh. Number two, he says b'chirik v'lo b'patach. But I take it back. V'higyanu lizman. I'm getting all mixed up. Lizman hazeh halamed b'chirik v'lo b'patach.
Not lazman.
Not la. It's me. No, lizman. V'higyanu lizman hazeh halamed b'chirik. Lizman v'loy bepatach. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Others disagree. They disagree both. For bizman, it's bazman, and lizman, lazman. What's nafkmina? When you say li, it means at this time of the year, at this kuf of the year. When you say a patach, bazman, it means Hashem has done miracles for us years ago, and Hashem has done miracles for us today, hayom. Today, in this generation, in our lifetimes, we've witnessed open miracles. So the question is, are we just referring back to old miracles in the cycle of the year? That's when there's a chirik, lizman, bizman. If you want to emphasize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing new miracles in our lifetime, in this generation, then it's going to be lazman and bazman hazeh, and then it would be appropriate to add a vav, u vazman hazeh. We've done miracles in the past, and you also do miracles in this generation as well. Okay, that's something which is a little bit off the topic. Okay, next thing is Haneris Halakha. Let's jump to another idea. We're running out of time. Let's talk about a very interesting question. Is a woman mechuyev to recite Hallel on the 8 days of Chanukah? What are the different issues? What are the arguments that women should be chayav to say Hallel, women should not be chayav to say Hallel? Af heim hayu ba'oisa hanes. A woman chayav in Mikra Megillah? Absolutely. A woman chayav in reciting Hallel the night of Pesach? Absolutely, because af heim hayu ba'oisa hanes. Bizchus noshim tzidkanios nigalu avasin b'mitzrayim. The miracle of Purim came about through Esther Hamalka. The Gezer was also upon Lahashmir Laharagul Abed, it's called Hayudim Minaviad Zogintaf Vinoshim Biyom Echad. Women were also part of the Gzera, and the salvation from the Tzara also affected the women. So Afhein Hayu Ba'os Hanes, whether it means that they were participants in the salvation of Esther Hamalka, or it means that the Gzer was upon them, that's why they're chayiv in the miracle, and the same thing is true when it comes to Pesach. What about Chanukah? Definitely. What was one of the Gzeris called? Hanises Tiboil Lehegmon. Any woman that would get married during the period, if there was a 50-year period, we have to really go over the history of Chanukah at some point in time, but the Tzara of Chanukah was a 50-year Tkufa. the Tsaris, the Gzeros of Shnad, took place over 50 years, and one of the Gzeros that was in effect during this period was any woman that got married first had to have relations, marital relations, with the Hegemon, the governor of the city. So every woman was part of this Tsara, part of the Tsara. So when the salvation came about, they were freed from this Tsara. That's number one. Number two, who was instrumental in bringing about the salvation? Yehudis. Mm-hmm. Yehudis, she killed one of the generals. I don't even remember all the details, but she was instrumental, and therefore she Chana. The question Chana of Shimna was part of that time period. Many attributed to Tam Chanukah, but it's not Muchrach. We had that last year, 2 years ago. We discussed that at great length. Chanukah of Shimonecha, exactly if that's really part of the Chanukah story, or was just there were other stories that were similar and Mela got dragged in. That's a discussion in of itself. But in any event, Yehudis was instrumental in bringing about the salvation. So therefore they should recite Hal. On the other hand, Chanukah is a mitzvah says Shazman Grama, and Chol mitzvah says Shazman Grama, Noshim are Pituros. So what is the issue? So some want to make the following suggestion. When Chazal were misaking that Noshim have to participate in the miracle because Afhein Hoyu Ba'os Hanes, that's only in the Iker mitzvah of Yomtiv, and that is Hadlokas Neros, which means a woman is chayiv to light neros. And it's true, even though many women do not light, because women rely upon their husbands, ish taiki gufay, which we'll get to in a few seconds, they're chayiv me'ikra adin in the ikra mitzvah of hadlokas neros. This, now here's the very interesting lumbus, this that we say halal 8 days, it's not a halal that's said to give shevach v'oidah to Hashem for the miracle. It's for the miracle, but it's only indirectly for the miracle. Chazal were misakin 8 days of Yom Tov. Once a day has been established as a Yom Tov, memeila you have an obligation to recite Halal. What are you going to be thinking about when you are reciting Halal? About the miracle of Chanukah. But the Halal is not directly connected to the miracle. It's an amazing idea. The Ner Chanukah is directly connected to the source, to the miracle of the Chashmonoyim. Nothing to talk about. The Halal is a machlokes Paiskim, it's a machlokes Rishonim. They want to say it's totally machlokes in Tosfos, or maybe we'll discuss in a moment. Is it directly connected to the miracle, or is it not directly connected to the miracle? What only thing that we connect to the miracle is the 8 days of Yom Tov, and once a day is called the Yom Tov Menela, you have to say Halal. If that is the case, Noshin have no chiyuv to recite Halal, because 8 days of Yom Tov are Zman Grama, and Noshma Potter from any mitzvah say Shazman Grama Daraisa, and certainly Darabanan, so Noshim indeed would be Potter. This Lundis is Machlekes HaPaiskim. Now, even though we do have, there is a Gemara that does indeed say there's a Ran, and there is a Rambam.
What's the problem of saying?
There is no problem of saying. A woman can say, Kol HaKavod, is she obligated?
Is there a
take a poll.
Obligated to daven?
No, this is the worst. There's a greater chiyuv. There's a greater chiyuv. Af hein hoyu ba'os sahanes. Just like women are chayv in mikra megillah, women are chayv meikar hadin in halakas neiros. If a woman is not married, she must light.
Would there be a svara that they have?
Yes, that's exactly what many Rishonim want to say. That women, every single day, must recite the complete Halal. To daven? Not necessarily. Women are part of davening, according to many Poskim. They must say Halal. Just like a woman goes to hear Mikra Megillah on Purim, a woman must, every one of the 8 days, go and recite, open up a siddur and recite the complete Halal from beginning to end without missing one word. Because Af hate more part than davening. More part than davening. Because the Af Hein Hayu Ba'os Hanes. What? I don't know what they teach. There's a machlokes HaPoskim. Many gedolim say that their wives do, and they hold they should do it. They should indeed say it. Af Hein Hayu Ba'os Hanes. The reason why many women are makel and they don't do it is because of the lomnis. What's the lomnis? Because the halal is not a din in the miracle. It's a tremendous chiddush. Al kein kavu yom ha'alalu lahoidos u'lahalal. But it's not necessarily 100% accurate. They establish 8 days of Yom Tov, and once there is a Yom Tov, Mimeli Chayev to say halal. The result of that approach to halacha tells us that women are the exempt.
So now, there's a yeah. Take it a step further. A woman wants a light, then there is Hanukkah.
Yeah.
She wants it to go.
That's another topic that will come to in a few moments.
If we say it's
women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Now, Ner Chanukah has a very low bar to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ner Ish Ubesa. That is
yeah,
all that
only
is only the entire family, which includes the men. That's on the Mahadrin.
No.
Mahadrin.
So a woman wants to be Mahadrin.
Absolutely,
and
she can.
Family. So she should like a separate menorah.
She can, absolutely. Rav Moshe, Rav David Feinstein says, Rav David Feinstein, he writes here in the Sefer, the Rav David Feinstein, they actually printed tshuvas from Rav David Feinstein not so long ago called Oz Nidberu, that his grandmother lit Chanukah candles. Rav Moshe Feinstein's mother and father. His father lit a menorah, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's mother lit her own separate Chanukiah. That's what he writes. And Rav Moshe's wife did not, and of Ishtoi Kegufoi, he writes, they were not samech on that heter of Ishtoi Kegufoi. A woman also has an obligation to light her own separate Chanukah menorah. Rav Moshe writes that when he came to America, Rav Zohar Feinstein writes that he came to America, they stopped doing this. His wife did not light. His wife, samech Ishtoi Kegufoi. But if a woman wants to light, kol hakavod. I think it's well known that Rav Chaim Kanievsky's wife, Zichron Livracha, lit her own menorah. She had her own menorah. There are pictures of her. I don't know if they have the book over here. I have to go look in the book. Rabbison Kanievsky. So she lit her own menorah. In Eretz Yisrael, I find this to be very interesting. I have a family in Lakewood, and I have family in Eretz Yisrael. So I always thought that in Eretz Yisrael, they're very, very, very extreme. And in Lakewood, they're a little more modern. It's very interesting that in Lakewood, the minog in Lakewood is girls do not light. Ruba de ruba. Ask around. Everyone has someone in Lakewood. Like I told you, it's like Kehenan. Everyone eventually ends up there. Everyone has in Lakewood, the B'nai Torah, the Yeshiva Olam, the girls, I was very surprised, the girls don't light at all. When I grew up, my sisters were all, they all lit. I think they still light out of here, they still, even when they're married, they still light. They light. That was the way I grew up. But in Lakewood, for some reason, they teach the girls, they don't light. They don't light, even the little girls, the big girls, they generally don't light. In Eretz Yisrael, the impression that I got, I could be that I'm wrong, among the Haredi community, I'm talking Haredi, okay, real heavy duty Haredi, the women light. The girls light. Married women not.
Also the women don't.
Married. But a 20-year-old girl, from a Haredi father is a Rosh Kol and Kol Chazoinish, could be a mistake in my impression is she lights. It's interesting, it's a different minuk, a different custom. Do the wives light? Some yes, some not. Most do not. Most do not, but I told you, Moshe's mother lit. But because women are chayiv in the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros, but they're not chayiv in the mitzvah. They're not chayiv in the mitzvah of the hal is alondis, because hal is because it's a yomtiv. A yomtiv. Oh, the nela yomtiv triggers the chayiv of hal. So nosh, that's already together. It's a secondary chayiv. So nosh and nela can be potter. Okay, now let's go. Let's one more piece of alondis with regard to women on
it.
Oh, very good. I've got this. Mesh that Pesach. Pesach, the night of the Seder is called, the Hallel, the night of the Seder is Geder Shir. This is a var from the Bria, one of the most famous shtiklach from the Brisker off. The night of, there are two dinim in Hallel. There's a din of Hallel, Lehoida Isula Hallel, mi din Yomtif, and there's a din Hallel of Shira, that you actually are directly connecting to the miracle. That's really what the Lomnitz says. When you say Hallel, Bizman Hazeh, are we saying Hallel, the 80s of Hanukkah, mi din Shira, or are we saying Hallel, mi din Yomtif? The night of Pesach, according to all opinions, is mi din Shira. It directly takes you back to the miracle itself. You're re-experiencing the miracle. And the Meila Nashim Achayev to say Hallel on the night of the Seder.
The question: do you say the bracha of
You can say the bracha. You can say the bracha, even if you're not mechuyev the minig. That's a general question between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. If you're not mechuyev the mitzvah, can you make a bracha? Ashkenazim are the opinion that you can. A woman can always make a bracha no matter what, even if she's not chayiv. She wants to do it. Kol hakavod. The Sfardim don't do that. Sfardim, they don't let women make a bracha. So if a woman is not absolutely chayiv in the mitzvah, then she can't make a bracha. And in fact, it's very. I know someone told me that his wife doesn't come to shul. She doesn't come to shul because she comes from the Teimonim, and the Teimonim, the Bedavka, the women don't go to shul. It really goes back to the sheet of the Mechaber, and a woman that's not chayiv in doing something, if you're not chayiv, stay away. Don't look for trouble. It's a very interesting approach to halacha, which here in America we don't really relate to very well. Okay, now let's just go. I wanted to bring up one more important point in Lamnis, Chakira. We have a concept called Noshim or Potter from a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. But there are exceptions. What's the exception? Af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. So, Mikra Megillah, Noshim achayiv Mikra Megillah. Pesach, the chayiv in Halel, Haggadah. Af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. What's the lumps? Is it the pshat that if af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes means they're not the patur of mitzvah saseh shazman grava was never came into play. It never was triggered. It never happened. Yeah. It was never. Where are they? They're holding at the original level. Men are chayv in the mitzvah. Women are chayv in the mitzvah. Oh, you want to go and take it off for a woman? No. Af hein hoyu ba'osa hanes. You start off together where a man starts. Is that the lamnis, or is the lamnis be'emes? It comes to a mitzvah session as man grama nashima potter. So they've gone all the way down. Okay, they're out. The mechutz the machane. And now, wait a minute. Af hein hoyu ba'osa hanes. So let's bring them back. L'mayinafkamina. Are they chayef to light Neros Chanukah? If you hold, so when the day is over, they're chayef. The day is over, why are they chayef? Because af hein hayu ba'osanes. Is their chayef equal to men? Or is their chayef a new chayef because they were potter, we brought them back, af hein hayu ba'osanes. L'mayin afkamina. In the midst of Ner Chanukah, there are so many layers. Me'ikar hadin ner ishu besai. Umahadrin ner l'chol echad v'echad. Umahadrin, and amahadrin, every single night, you might have moneros. So it says over here, okay, I can't remember all the names of all the lamdan and all the gedolei yisrael that I bring out this point, is if you want to say the second side of the potter, and we're bringing them back in, it's not mistaver, Chazal brought them back in with the chiyuv, mahadrin and amahadrin. If Chazal did bring them back, when it comes to matzah, when it comes to Hallel, there's only one madrega. It's either you're in or you're out. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're either on this side of the line or the other side of the line. Chanukah is unique and there are many madregos in the mitzvah. If they were out, they were mechutz l'machane, and we're bringing them back in, it's not mistaver Chazal. Chazal brought them back in more than one madrega. What's the one madrega? Neri Shabeso. So if a woman has a husband and the husband is lining the Chanukah, there's mamish nothing more for her to do. It's done. It's a done deal.
So you can say
this in Halal. What? Halal is even better. Halal and not altogether. Halal didn't bring them back in. Halal is a different.
No, no, but the husband is
no, you don't say. Second. There's no dinari issue based on Halal. Halal is a din on the gavra. Every person has to say Halal.
Wait. But if a woman is living alone.
Oh, of course. That's Pasha. No. She has the light.
Yeah, but. Does she become Mahadrim and the Mahadrim?
No, she doesn't become.
You get a menorah with one candle.
Einochinami, that's correct. That is correct. They make according to this lamnis, which is accepted pretty much, is accepted because Pukhazi Mahadvar. Most. What?
This is even deeper. That even if she's in the house with her husband,
yeah.
You don't put her at a higher level. She wants a light, she lights one candle.
Ein ochinami. There's no harm in her lighting a full menorah of 8 candles. But let's look at the lamnis. The lamnis is, if you want to say on the side that she was out of the picture, we knocked her out. She's out. We wake up. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's bring her back in. We bring you back in one madrega. What's the one madrega? Ner Ishu Beso. Oh, you married? You got a husband? There's one care in the candle? You're done. There's nothing more for you to do. But if you look at the rule on this before we get into what people do. But if you learn that the geder of that af hein hayu ba'is hanes was ma'akev the pitur of mitzvah seh shazman gama, so it never, she was never mechutz l'machne. She never was taken out. It prevented her from leaving. So she has the same chiyuv as her husband. So she has the light.
And Moisef, she's already.
She had Moisef, yeah. The full geder. What? You don't have to do everything. You can be Samechan, Nerushabeso. But then you've been Mahadrin. Oh, Mahadrin. Everyone lights. So I wonder. Mahadrin and Mahadrin. If all of her children are lighting, there's no harm in her lighting as well. So where do you? So these are the two extremes. What do people do? People do somewhere in the middle. Every family does what they. But this is the lundis of where you're coming from. If you start with the lundis that the pot, they're coming back inside, there's much, much more ground to be nakel. And they say, you don't have to light. You really were putter. We brought you back in. Your husband is lighting, or one of your children is lighting. You're finished. You want to be, you want to be mahadir. You're doing extreme chumas. Good for you. You can do it. No one's going to hold a woman back from lighting there. No one. But if you're learning that sad that they were never exempt lechatchila, then there's more to it. She doesn't have to light. Ishtei kegufay, nikar hadin, ner yishubesa, even for the men, nikar hadin. Mahadrin, you want to light one ner is also a good thing. You want to light all the neros, but you're working with more of a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. So there is this balance, and obviously you go out there, you go out in the world, you see different minhagim, I get an Eretz Yisrael. There's a chavivos in Eretz Yisrael for the Ner Chanukah. And we described yesterday, you weren't here yesterday, we described yesterday that another very important factor is there's something called Ubishas Hasakana Manichoi Al Shulchanoi Vidaye. And we said a fasting chiddush. So the question was that in Bizman Hazeh, what about Lakewood, Baruch Hashem, and what about Brooklyn, and what about different parts of the whole world? I mean, in Baruch Hashem, America, there's no Sakana. There's no Sakana. So if a person puts the Nair on the Shulchan, it should be a Bracha Levatala. We discussed this yesterday, and we had an incredible chiddush from Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv says, halacha, the mitzias of being in chutz li'aretz, no matter how good it is, lighting in the White House, surrounded now after this incident of 10 layers of security, it can't be safer than the White House, right? And there's halacha sneros, is that called sakana? Is that called sakana? Manichi al shulchanai v'dayai? Rav Eliashiv says, the mitzias of chutz li'aretz is called sakana. It could never be good. You don't know. It might be good today. Being chutz li'aretz, Ninela, the gather of lighting neros in Eretz Yisrael is in a whole new plane. It's a whole new dimension. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's not sakana. It's safe. IDF, Medina Yisrael has granted us security. Ninela, it's not Hashem has granted security. I don't know what I mean, but it's safe. So the mele is a chiyuv of pursuing nisa. It should be lechatchila b'tefach b'pesach pesim b'chutz. But if not, has to be chalom pursuing nisa in chutz liyaretz. Then you can be the avid light inside your dining room table, even if your house is surrounded by the secret service.
Put it outside.
Oh, you're touching upon something else I left out. Some bring up this point. This is a very important point. Let me go very quickly.
Did it outside or inside?
I don't know the answer. This is very, you're bringing a very, very good point. Let me just bring out the point even better. Sukkah. Nashim are potter from Sukkah. Correct?
Right.
Oh, what about matzah? What about matzah? Well, they're the chayivin. Why are they chayivin matzah? Because you compare matzah to chametz. There are many inyanim that we compare. Zereshova, tesvav, from Pesach to Sukkot. And one can present a very strong argument that Noshim should be chayiv in the mitzvah of Sukkah, Afin Hayibay Sahanes, Tesvav, and the place can throw out this very powerful svara that Chazal did not extend the Gzeirah Shava Tesvav to Mechayiv Noshim in Sukkah, because the essence of Sukkah is Tsei Nidiras Keva and go into the Diras Sarai. And Isha, you never say to an Isha Tsei, Kol Kevuda Bas Melech Panima. Halacha. Not talking about modern society. I'm talking about Chazal. Chazal will never say to a woman, say, The male, the poiskim bring out this point. They bring out this point. You can't go tell a woman to make the mitzvah of Chanukah because the ikar kim of Chanukah menorah is mi pesach besoy mi vachutz. So it cannot be that Chazal would demand of an isha to light a menorah, even though she can light indoors and she can light on the table, v'chulu v'chulu. But since the starting point of the mitzvah is mi pesach besoy mi vachutz, Chazal, we have a precedent. From Sukkah, Chazal never say to a woman, say, it can't be Chazal will demand a woman to go light menorah no matter what, because the baseline is say. So that's something very interesting that you have to take into account in making this cheshbon on Noshim Chayiv in the lighting of Ner Chanukah. Okay, we'll stop here.